Good afternoon. Pastor Schaefer here. Hope today finds everyone doing well. Everything is fine here. Today I had a chance to call everyone in the church and check up on them, and so far everyone is doing very well, so we're very thankful for that. And Carol and I have been praying for you all. I had a question today about the book of Daniel in chapter 9, about the 69 weeks and the 7 weeks and the 70 weeks and all that. So I thought I'd take a few moments to try to clear up some of that confusion. If you have your Bible, open it up to Daniel chapter 9. And we'll pick it up in verse 24. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Give you a minute to get your Bible and get settled. Daniel chapter 9, beginning with verse 24. This is a vision that Daniel has had, a very important vision that concerns end-time events and includes the cross and the tribulation and the rebuilding of the city and different things. So let's check this out, beginning with verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. All right, who is the thy people? Well, it's Israel. It's not the church. This was written before the church was ever thought of, back around 538 BC. So thy people is the Jews, Israel. And these weeks are, each week is 7 Jewish years, which are not the same as our years. They had a different calendar than we had. So we're talking about 70 weeks of years, which is 490 total Jewish years. So 70 weeks are determined, they're set to happen upon thy people, Israel, and upon thy holy city, that would be Jerusalem, to finish the transgression. In other words, to fully judge Israel because of their apostasy and their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sin and everything that happened with Israel. So to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, to fully and finally deal with all of that. It says, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, that would be Calvary, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, the millennial kingdom, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, to finally finalize this prophecy, and to anoint the most holy, the Lord Jesus, when he sits to rule and reign from his throne in Jerusalem. So the 490 years covers this large span of time. And these are years that God is dealing with Israel. So looking at verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, Daniel here is prophesying that there's going to be a commandment to rebuild Jerusalem. And indeed, that did happen. Remember that the book of Daniel was written when Israel was in captivity, and they finally were able to come back again. And we have this decree of Artaxerxes that was made to enable them to rebuild the city. And so we're told here in verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. So the 490 years, that clock starts with the commandment to rebuild the city. And in my notes, I have down that it was, if I can read my writing here, 945 BC, or is that 445 BC. That's when the wall was built. So know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, that's when the years start, unto the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, when he came and died on the cross, Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, so 49 years, and 62 weeks, so 62 more weeks of years. If you add the 7 and the 62, you get 69. So 69 total years. 7 years to rebuild Jerusalem, and then that's 1 week. That's the 7 weeks. 49 years, I'm sorry. And then 62 weeks until the cross from that point. And so the cross happened in 30 AD at the crucifixion, which was exactly 69 weeks or 483 years after the commandment to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem when they returned from the Babylonian captivity. And so, look, reading verse 25 again. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. So all of that has already happened. The 69 weeks has already occurred. The wall was rebuilt. The years passed. Christ came and died on Calvary's cross. And at the cross, if you remember, the nation Israel rejected Christ. And so God's time clock for Israel stopped at that point. And now we have the dispensation of the church, which is Jew and Gentile together in one body. And that's like a parenthesis. And so we're left with seven weeks, actually 1 week of years, that hasn't happened yet. Look at verse 26. And after 62 weeks, so we have the 7 to rebuild the city, and then the 62 weeks to get to the cross. So after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. That's exactly what happened, 30 AD. But not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. This looks ahead now to the tribulation. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. So we have Christ dying on Calvary's cross, and then it looks way ahead to the time of the tribulation. And in verse 27 it says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That's that final week of 7 years that will happen during the tribulation. And in the midst of the week, the middle of the tribulation, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. You know that Israel is going to rebuild the temple. They'll be sacrificing. We know that Antichrist will end all of that and set up an image of himself. So here in verse 27, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, so that's the image that he'll place in the temple of himself, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined, shall be poured upon the desolate. So it's talking here about that final week of years, that final 7 years. Right now, God's prophetic clock is stopped during the time of the church age. But when the rapture happens, it's going to click off again. The church will be in heaven, and God will again be dealing with Israel during the tribulation period, fully and finally dealing with them, purifying the nation Israel. And at the end of the 7 weeks, those Jews that become believers will be allowed to go in and populate the millennial kingdom. So that's what all these weeks are about. It's a little confusing, but this is what it's talking about. God's prophetic time clock concerning Israel. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we could spend in the book of Daniel to understand this particular prophecy and hopefully to answer questions. Lord, we are not in the tribulation. This all has to do with Israel. It doesn't have anything to do with the church. We know that the church will be in heaven while these things unfold beneath. And so I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would comfort us. Help us to trust you during this difficult time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.